Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Vanished ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Around 9, 9:30, I went back in to wake her up, and she was gone.
We have to have it. We have to have some type of closure. Those two people need to tell us what they did, where Aaliyah is. You know, there's so many rumors, there's so many theories of what could have happened, what did happen. I don't know. I know that Aaliyah had a very troubled life the last 5 weeks. I don't even know how she slipped through the loophole to even take the kids out of Joanne's house. I really don't.
Right now, there's no clues leading us anywhere. No clues. It's just like she's just disappeared.
Hello, and welcome to episode 56 of The Vanished. 3-year-old Aaliyah Lunsford disappeared from her home in Weston, West Virginia on September 24th, 2011. Little Aaliyah had been sick before she went missing, and her mother, Lena Lunsford, said that she checked up on her around 6:30 a.m. on the morning of the 24th. But when she went back in to check up on her again around 9, Aaliyah was gone. No trace of the 3-year-old has ever been found. This is Aaliyah's story.
Audible offers thousands of popular favorites, exclusive new series, guided wellness programs, comedy, and exciting new voices in audio. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide. I like to listen a little bit each evening while I'm cooking dinner. And it's great for my evening walks, too. Recently, I've been listening to Lay Them to Rest by Laura Norton. It's a fantastic audiobook. You don't want to miss it. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. That's audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500.
At the time, Aaliyah had been living with her mom, Lena, her stepdad, Ralph, and her 4 siblings. But she had only been in her mother's custody for about 5 weeks. Aaliyah had been born when her mother was incarcerated, and had been raised for almost her entire life by her grandmother, Joanne. Aaliyah was reportedly sick with flu-like symptoms the night before she disappeared. Lena Lunsford, who was also 8.5 months pregnant with twins at the time, claimed to have seen Aaliyah around 6:30 that morning. This was around the time that Ralph Lunsford had left for work. He was picked up by a co-worker, leaving Lena alone with the children. Lena claimed that she went back to check up on Aaliyah and to take her temperature at 9, but she was gone. Instead of calling 911, Lena claims that she drove around for about 2.5 hours before calling 911 at 11:30. This is Lena's 911 call. You will hear that it's actually 2 separate calls. There are also some spaces in there where you can tell that some information has been redacted, including names of Aaliyah's siblings.
Okay, where's your address?
45 Denison Street.
45?
49.
Okay.
I've been out looking for her for over an hour.
Ma'am, how old? I need you to calm down.
I'm sorry. She's only 3.
When was the last time you saw him?
This morning, real early, I went in and checked on her because she's been sick with just flu.
Okay, is it a male or female?
Girl? Yes.
Okay, you saw her this morning around 6:30?
Yes.
When was the last time? That was the last time you saw her? Was it 6:30 this morning?
Yes, and then she laid back down and went back to sleep, and we went back to bed.
Okay, was the doors open or anything?
No, the doors weren't open.
They locked?
Yes, I think.
Residence?
Me and my other kids.
Okay, do you live with her father?
No.
Who is her father?
Her father is a guy named Eric Harris. He doesn't even know that she exists.
Okay. And you've been looking for her for the past hour?
Yes. looked everywhere. I'm trying to pull these beds.
What was she wearing whenever you put her back in bed?
She had a pair of purple Nora PJs. We went up all these streets.
Have you been outside checking the area?
Yes, I drove up all the streets around here looking, thinking maybe she went outside or something. And I don't think my mom would have came and got her because she'd have woke me up and stuff. She'd be the only
one. Okay, have you called your mother?
No, I need to do that. Let's see if she has her.
Do you have a phone number for her?
Yes, it's 304-452-8295.
8295?
Yes.
What is her name?
Joanne Evans.
Joanne Evans?
Yes.
Well, if you want to call her real quick and then just call me right back so I know what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, bye.
So Lena claims that instead of calling 911 when she noticed that Aaliyah was missing, she instead went and drove around looking. She even ran out of gas during this time and had to borrow gas from someone to continue driving. Surveillance tapes were pulled from businesses in the area, and the footage supported Lena's claim that she was, in fact, driving through the area looking. Unfortunately, none of those tapes picked up any sightings of Aaliyah. Search dogs were brought out to the scene, and Aaliyah's scent was traced down the street to the banks of the West Fork River. At this point, a dive team was called in to search the river.
We've did foot cameras in the neighborhood, used canines. Now we have divers in the water. We've entered her in missing. Right now, there's no clues leading us anywhere. No clues. It's just like she's just disappeared.
At 11 p.m. that evening, they called off the search of the water. Here's a clip from Lena's one and only media appearance that she did with her mother, Joanne.
Around 9:30, I went back in to wake her up. She was gone.
She never leaves the house unless an adult is with her. She wouldn't have came out in the yard or the road, for that matter, without her mother.
They are doing everything that they possibly can, but the more people we can get to help, the better chances of bringing her home.
We love her. We miss her.
We want her home.
Hundreds of volunteers also helped search for Aaliyah. The scent trail to the river was very concerning. The family described her as a very shy little girl who would not have left her yard without her mom. One concern was that the screen door didn't have a handle and the other door was old and didn't shut well. Could Aaliyah have walked out on her own and made it down to the river and drowned? The FBI was brought in and began going door to door to see if anyone may have seen anything, and all the sex offenders in the area were questioned. Law enforcement spoke to the press and explained why an Amber Alert could not be issued.
We have spent the last 24 hours regrouping and looking at where we've been and where we need to go. We've looked at specific details in terms of potential gaps that we need to fill in. We brought in tremendous resources. The community has had tremendous outpouring. State, federal government have all brought to bear tremendous resources to help us in this matter.
Okay, and we're 5 days in now, and a lot of people are wondering, why hasn't an Amber Alert been issued for Aaliyah?
The details of an Amber Alert are, there are requirements that are specific. And in this case, we did not have vehicle information. It is the requirements of Amber Alert that prevented us from doing that. Isn't that right, Sheriff?
It's my understanding they wanted license plates numbered, vehicle description, and certain certification to that matter. And in this case, we were without such.
We have to look at it from all different angles. The potential that it's a missing child, the potential that it's an abduction. We have to consider all possibilities.
A local pond was roped off and drained, but no trace of Aaliyah was found there either. 5 days after her disappearance, the Lunsford home was finally roped off and considered a crime scene. It was around this time that the public began to hear more about Lena and Ralph's criminal history. Ralph had an unlawful assault charge from 2009 when he allegedly went after his niece with an axe and broke out all the windows on her car. Lena, too, had an extensive criminal history. Lena's stepsister Donna spoke about this.
Well, you know, I've known these people since I was born, and this goes way, way back for years whenever Lena was little. Lena's behavior when she was growing up, she would do stuff that she would get in trouble for, and Joanne was right there to help back her up. So Lena learned to be evasive and to hide things and to do things and get away with it. I'll tell you, I haven't had much to do with them. I saw Lena one time when she was about 4 weeks old, and I had offered to take her because Lena was in jail whenever Aaliyah was born. Actually, the judge put her in jail when she was pregnant because she supposedly violated her probation by failing drug tests when she was pregnant. She's got a rap sheet longer than my house. Forgery and uttering, stealing, you name it, bad checks. She's been in more trouble than I could ever imagine, her and Ralph both.
Sadly, members of Aaliyah's extended family have been the most vocal about her disappearance. This is what her great-aunt Vicky had to say in the days after she vanished.
Well, I would really like to know why Aaliyah's mother, her stepfather, or even her grandmother has not made a plea for Aaliyah. They've remained completely silent. My sister Joanne, which is Aaliyah's grandmother, spoke to me in the beginning, and then she got upset with me because I keep trying to get help for Aaliyah, so now she don't speak to me anymore.
On October 1st, the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Services took Lena's other four children into state custody. Mark Klass, who's the president and founder of Klass Kids, offered to bring in his nationwide search and rescue organization, but Aaliyah's parents never responded. The FBI held a press conference on October 4th and stated that they believed that Aaliyah's disappearance was either murder, abduction, or concealment. They also said that they had a very small universe of suspects, but they didn't name anyone publicly. Just 10 days later, they held another press conference where they revealed that they believed that there was only a small chance that the 3-year-old was still alive. Less than a month after Aaliyah's disappearance, Lena was arrested for selling her food stamps for cash. During the court proceedings, Lena was ordered to stay away from her husband because he admitted on the stand to purchasing and using bath salts. She ended up being sentenced to 8 months for this, which was more than the prosecutor had even asked for. When making the decision, the judge cited Lena's decade of fraudulent behavior, which consisted of bad checks, forgeries, utterings, which is the passing of forged documents, and receiving and/or transferring stolen property. Twice previously, she had been given a chance at probation, only to have it revoked. A little over a month after Aaliyah vanished, the search was moved away from the area of the Lunsford home and to a second location that was associated with Ralph Lunsford's family. It was the address that Ralph had been living at when the assault against his niece occurred in 2009. Crews searched both land and water, but nothing was found. In November of 2011, the FBI put up a $20,000 reward for information. Also that month, Lena gave birth to twins who were immediately taken into state custody. In 2012, Aaliyah's grandmother Joanne, who had raised Aaliyah for most of her short life, passed away. Her sister Vicky promised Joanne on her deathbed that she would never stop looking for Aaliyah. Every time that there's been news coverage of the case over the years, Vicky has always been there, and also Aaliyah's aunt Tina. They have also conducted searches and handed out flyers consistently over the years and have never given up. Vicky has stated that she believes that Lena was jealous of the attention that her mother, Joanne, had given to 3-year-old Aaliyah. She has also said that Joanne had expressed fear of Lena's behavior before her death. Lena and Ralph's parental rights to all the other children have been terminated. It was cited that some of the children were neglected to the point of having irreversible tooth decay. It was also mentioned that Lena had said that her husband, Ralph, had attempted to cut her throat, but she continued to live with him and keep her children in that violent household. At a termination hearing in 2012, a circuit court judge found that the parents had more knowledge about Aaliyah's whereabouts than they revealed but refused to provide that information to the court. The judge also found that she gave conflicting statements regarding the circumstances surrounding Aaliyah's disappearance and that she and Ralph had both vaguely accused one another of the disappearance.
Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've always had problems whether it was with the fit or quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims. From cropped silhouettes to long-sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. You know that I've been wearing Skims for a long time, and recently tried one of their t-shirts. It's the best-fitting tee I've ever worn. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I got the boyfriend t-shirt in Onyx, and it's so soft and comfortable. I want to wear it every day. It literally fits like a dream. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. You aren't sleeping and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me, so I cleared out my cabinet and reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. Their deep sleep gummies are amazing. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is a source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code VANISHED for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code VANISHED. cbdistillery.com.
Although Aaliyah's case initially garnered national media attention and was featured on shows like Nancy Grace, as time wore on, with no new leads, her name faded from the headlines. Until just last month, there was finally a break in the case.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody today. However, the day is somber, yet a successful day from the investigator standing in front of you along with many others concerned with the disappearance of an innocent 3-year-old child. It comes with great sadness that I report that Aaliyah Lunsford, who went missing on September 24th, 2011, is deceased. Evidence has come to light that Aaliyah was killed by her mother, Lena Lunsford. Ms. Lunsford was arrested in Pinellas County, Florida on Thursday, November 3rd, 2016, for death of a child by a parent by child abuse, and has been extradited to West Virginia, where she is now in police custody. This investigation has been quite trying for all involved, and the perception may have been that law enforcement was not putting forth the appropriate effort in investigating this notable case. However, by relentlessly probing, the one brief break that was essential in bringing forth closure has come to fruition. The current state of the investigation could not have been conceivable without a tremendous amount of effort and cooperation among multiple law enforcement agencies. From the investigation's infancy, the West Virginia State Police, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Lewis County Sheriff's Office have worked hand-in-hand to develop intelligence with the unified goal of finding answers. Additionally, I would like to credit Homeland Security Investigations, Pinellas County Sheriff's Office in Florida, Clearwater Police Department in Florida, for their support in the investigation and the arrest. 5 years later, the unceasing cooperation proved vital in bringing about the conclusion of this case. I realize that there are several questions unanswered. However, I'm sure the one question that's weighing on everyone's mind is, have we located Aaliyah? The investigation has led us to believe that the one person who possesses this knowledge of Aaliyah's whereabouts is in police custody. I apologize that this information has been quite vague, and the details surrounding the case cannot be fully divulged, for the investigation remains active and ongoing. However, at later dates, more information will be released to the public concerning the death of Aaliyah Lunsford. And at this time, I have some deputies that are going to provide you copies of the criminal complaint that will provide better details surrounding the crime. And I apologize, that's going to have to conclude the current press release. And as more information becomes available, we'll be sure to filter that out.
Are you going to take any questions?
No questions.
I will read for you what was released in the criminal complaint. On or about September 24th, 2011, the 3-year-old child victim, Aaliyah Lunsford, died in Lewis County, West Virginia. Said death did occur as a direct result of the child victim sustaining a blunt force strike to her head with a solid handheld object. The child victim was knowingly and intentionally struck by her mother, the defendant, Lena Lunsford. Present witnesses observed the aforementioned strike and thereafter stated the child victim fell to the ground from the injury sustained to her head. Further information provided stated that the defendant did not initially provide help or medical assistance to the child victim, and additionally did not allow others present to provide medical assistance and or contact medical personnel to assist the child victim, who was visibly suffering from trauma caused by the strike. Within hours of the strike, the child victim died. Thereafter, the defendant did knowingly and intentionally take steps to conceal the crime. These include, but are not limited to, originating a fictitious narrative regarding the death, destroying evidence, concealing the victim's body, and instructing witnesses to conceal the true circumstances of the victim's death. The defendant is the birth mother of the child victim and was under the care and custody of the defendant at the time of the incident. The aforementioned information is supported by direct witness testimony, officer and corroborative witness testimony, and physical/photographic evidence. This was the reaction from Aaliyah's aunt Tina and her great aunt Vicky.
I wanted this day to come to know where Aaliyah, if she was here or if she wasn't, or, and it's just, it's a final emotion. You're mad, you're upset, you just don't know why, where she at, what happened, just. Give her a proper place to rest. She's at peace. She didn't deserve any of this. Just nobody understands. This was a little baby, and this to happen, it shouldn't have. When I heard, I was just like, how? Why? Just have, whenever you find that, we found out it was just. How could she? And if she was the only one that knew, then I think that ones that had knowledge, they ought to be tried to, because it's 5 years. Why wait 5 years? Imagine a little child being struck on the head hard enough to kill her by her mother. I just can't. I can't imagine how anybody could do that to a child, especially when a person that gave birth to her.
Lena has no soul. She has no heart.
Anybody that knew anything about this, 5 years. Yes, they should be charged with withholding information, absolutely.
So we have a good idea of what happened to Aaliyah, but what we don't know is where she is. I've been following this case since she went missing in 2011. One thing that always struck me about Aaliyah was that she looks so sad in her pictures. Now we know why. Like most people, I always suspected that Lena at least knew what happened or was responsible. I had had Aaliyah on my schedule for some time, but after covering some similar cases like Jesse Shockley and Haley Cummings, I needed a bit of a break because the idea of a child dying at the hands of the one person who should be protecting them is just so heartbreaking. There is absolutely nothing a little 3-year-old could ever do to deserve this fate. It is really awful to imagine little Aaliyah suffering a slow, painful death while her mother refused to allow anyone to help. There has been some speculation about who this witness is and whether or not they should face charges as well. I personally think that if it's her stepfather Ralph, then yes, he should face charges. Another adult should not have sat back and allowed her to let Aaliyah suffer to death. But I have a suspicion that the witness may be one of her older siblings. There was a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old in the house when Aaliyah went missing, and it stated that she threatened the witness or witnesses. I have a feeling that with time and the knowledge that Lena could no longer harm them, that possibly one or both of the siblings came forward with information. Today, they would be 16 and 14 years old. At the time of Lena's arrest, she was living in Florida. She has since been extradited back to West Virginia and now is awaiting trial. I'm interested to see if they will try to exchange a plea for Aaliyah's whereabouts. I always find the no-body prosecutions to be really fascinating. We just saw a couple months ago that they don't always go well. Delano Wilson, who I covered in episode 39, his father was recently acquitted. But then you look at a case like Jesse Shockley, and her mother was convicted. One thing that Jesse's case had was a witness to the abuse, and it appears that they have a witness in Aaliyah's case too. If you have any information regarding the disappearance of Aaliyah Lunsford, please contact the Lewis County Sheriff's Office at 304-269-8245. That brings us to the end of episode 56. First, I would like to thank you all for listening. If you would like to reach me, there is a Facebook page and a discussion group. I am on Twitter at The Vanished Pod and also on Instagram too. If you would like to help support the show, you can contribute as little as $1 on Patreon. Everyone who has donated should have gotten a card and a sticker from me, and also I've been doing some monthly drawings for merchandise. The web address for that is patreon.com/thevanishedpodcast. Another thing you can do to help is to leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. I want to give you a quick update about our schedule during the holidays. We plan to keep our weekly schedule, but in between the Christmas holiday and the New Year, we will be releasing an update where we speak with some guests that you have heard on the show over the past year. Next week, we will be discussing the disappearance of a man from Texas. We have been researching this one and made some real progress. Keep an eye out for that episode next week.
I believe Aaliyah is a little hero because I don't know what she has endured in this time, but I do know that there's 8 other children out there that have an opportunity for a better life because of this, because they don't have to deal with Ralph and Lena Lunsford. We need to get justice. Please, let somebody know. Call the state police, call the sheriff, call the FBI, call 1-800-THE-LOST. Just call somebody and let them know.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.